Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up? It is In This League, live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. What's going down, everybody? Welcome in. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. Hi.
Hi.
We're here.
We're here.
Yeah, I know.
We're ready for the show.
Yep.
Get over it.
I was going to do the same thing. We're here. We're ready for the show. We're not going to rhyme. What's going on? Busy, busy weekend. Spring training is going down. There have been signings. The Underwear Olympics are going on. We're going to talk about that later in the show.
Favorite.
Bogman's,
I love it so much.
Favorite thing. There's never been a more important inch in the history of man than Kyler Murray's inch. And we all know.
I disagree.
I was about to say, we've all had a very important inch. Some days are different than
sure
the others.
I've got the most important inch in the history.
But I'm telling you, it's the second most important inch in anyone's life of Kyler Murray at the Underwear Olympics. And there's baseball. I think there's basketball still going on, right? I mean, James Harden's scoring a bunch of points, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's
playoffs
still going. They're still playing it until the end of the season.
And maybe the most important thing to talk about in the show, we're not going to open with it, but I'm going to just set the stage to know what's coming. We have never had a poll that has been interacted with more than the poll we did last week on fast food.
We learned a lot.
We learned a lot about our audience. We learned about the people that don't pay attention. Also, the people that don't listen always make themselves very clear in polls because they react.
I think the main thing we learned was we have to add more context if it's going out into the wild on Twitter.
No, it's a good point.
I think sending a poll out in the wild in Twitter without giving it some context is like sending a rich kid out to live in the wilderness for a month.
Or like sending a billionaire to Jupiter, Florida and a massage parlor.
I don't know why we're already breaking that.
Oh, no, Robbie, you're back. You're back
with
us. Why
you guys trying to pick on me on this show, man?
Did you call Bryce to make sure that he signed so the narrative could be changed?
Well, you know, we had to get something done. So I just called up the Phillies and said, I'll pay for half.
There's been some more unfortunate owner news around sports that maybe has taken the attention off of your extracurricular habits.
I don't know why Robert Kraft sounds like Harry Carey today, but you know, sometimes
he's a little like,
we get our impressions mixed up.
He's got to get a little more nasally. Get a little bit more nasally. Try it again.
Well, we'll try it again later.
He's gone
now. He had to go talk to his lawyers.
Yeah, well, because they wanted to release the video. Did you know,
Bogman?
Well,
he got his release. That's all he cares about.
They don't do it. They were asked. They said, how do you know that Robert Kraft did this act? And they're like, we know. And they're like, well, how? And they're like, we got the video. And they're like, well, how much? And he's like, everything. We have everything, so much so that they're like, if it gets released,
like
it's
the Gary Oldman gif.
Yeah, it's like,
we have everything.
And they were like, it's graphic. And I told you, so you do know, I forgot we talked about this, that I was like, that person that had to edit that video and put out the little blurs and stuff, that person, we should start a GoFundMe for that guy. That guy that had to do the blurry and watch that video. That's not going to be a Captain Stabbing type of video, Bogman.
Do you think they just hire the guys to do it in Japan?
Well,
you they're just like,
farm?
You're used to gross stuff, so we'll just have you come over here and blur this.
You guys
out.
Are used to blurring this stuff. You blur it all out.
Exactly.
There,
You're used to blurring squids and things like that.
Well, they also blur that stuff out on there.
No, videos. I know. What I'm saying is there's weird stuff going on in Japan. I told you the weirdest one I've ever seen was a Japanese one. So
I know. We've talked about it before. So, okay, I derailed us here, but
at a rotating buffet.
Oh, I forgot about that. Just, man, that's so bad.
I can't say it here. I'll just give hints.
Just pushing the line.
There was a winner.
We're pushing the line of everything we can do on the radio network. But what I was saying before, we'll talk about later. We never get as much interaction, apparently, unless we talk about food. The poll we had last week got 800 votes. And I know, like, a lot of people will be like, who cares? You know, guys from Barstool go out and they get 10,000 votes on a poll. Guess what? We're not. That's not us. We put a poll out there, 300-400, something like that. Food. So just in context, double to triple the interaction we usually get on pretty damn good polls. You know what I mean? Pretty good, damn good polls in inches. A lot of innuendo in this segment. Like 800 people voting. Arby's versus Taco Bell. What was the worst? Yes. So much so that we decided in this league fantasy baseball podcast this week, we just had Hell Week. Where for us, it's hell because we do an episode every single day and it's all dedicated to ranks.
A lot of work.
It's a ton of work. And we had the catcher closer episode, which, I mean, as I put in the tweet, how in God's name are we going to get people to click on that thing? Why would anybody click on that episode? So what we did was we answered some questions from listeners and we ranked our top 5 fast food restaurants. And guess what? The only thing I've heard about that episode is how hilarious the fast food stuff is. Why do we do sports? People love us talking, doing impressions. Apparently, I do a good hormone monster. You do Robert Kraft, God. And then we talk about food.
It was creepy how good your hormone monster.
Yeah, I'll have
was.
To get back. I don't even remember how honest, I was doing it.
I started watching Big Mouth again after we did that.
I'm good for them. I gotta get words in there. What was it?
Hey, Bogman, we got to get going with the, want to go to Orchards, Apple Orchards, whatever it is. It's delectable. So
I lost a couple of my penises in there.
I got to go collect
don't
them.
Come back.
So
1, 2, 3. Oh, hold on. We're missing one. Where'd he go?
Oh, there's that little guy. I got him.
So that's all that's on docket for the show. So really great sell that we just had. Let's talk about the biggest thing that happened in sports because it is over. Do I have a celebration sound in here? That's all I want is I just want a celebrate. I don't even see we're just so much
celebrate good times. Come on.
It's up to you. I literally in my thing here, I don't have a single celebration sound. So remind me to get some celebration in here because
you're so happy. We never do it.
This is as best as we have.
Nice.
Bryce Harper. Officially signed. We no longer have to deal with it. Outside, though, here is the after effects. Now that he's signed, all the attention has turned to people dissecting his contract and then people making comments about the 13 years and then the other people being
so
like,
long. Oh, my God, it's so long.
And they're like, because one half is like, can you believe how he got hosed 13 years? It's average salary of Ryan Howard. And the other people are like, this is why the system's broken. And I just start baseball.
Cherry pie.
Please.
Right.
So Bryce Harper, 13 years, $330 million, no opt-out, full no trade clause. Also going to wear number 3 because they're going to retire Royce Halladay. Roy Halladay's number. So he's going to wear number 3 in Philly.
He's going to wear number 3, he said.
Yeah, it's official.
Okay.
Wear number 3.
I didn't know that. I just saw a bunch of people tweeting about it today, but I didn't see the number change. So I like that. I like number 3. Right. Babe Ruth's number.
Do you have any – can we move past the contract thing? Is there anything you need to get off your chest about the contract?
No, I don't care about the length of the contract. I like the fact that he got the full no trade.
The motion of how he uses the contract.
The full no trade, I think, is good for him. To be honest, that's part of the value. So people that think that he didn't get a great average annual value or whatever, I'm sorry, it's just a shade under 30 a year, whatever it is.
How's he going to live?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I can get along for that. Yeah, it's like Curt Schilling. I don't know how these people live off $300,000 a year. I just don't get it. So I bet he understands now, by the way.
You don't understand when you get everybody fired off of your internet video game business. What a horrible manager of anything he is. Even sucks. Sorry.
But the yeah, it's a long contract. It's what he held out for. And I think the not having to be traded to a crappy situation that he doesn't like is part of the value. I mean, if at the end of his contract, they really want him gone, they can probably convince him to get out of Philly. You know, I mean,
well, if things were toxic, like how that works,
people in Philly will convince him to go.
Well, and also if he's like 33 and the team is just blowing it up, he might want to get out of there. But what's interesting, I mean, again, I don't have hardcore opinions about it, and I'm not a warrior to the players or the league or just anything because I don't care. But I did find it interesting that the Lakers.
Not your money.
The Lakers. See, just
the Lakers.
The Lakers. The Dodgers.
Well, what are the Lakers have to do? Is there tampering? Is Magic going to get fined?
LeBron should have went out and recruited. He was too busy.
Harper's already recruiting Le'Veon. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, is he?
Yep.
Oh, that's nonsense. Well, if LeBron was out there doing albums with 2 Chainz, maybe he could have recruited Bryce Harper to go to the Dodgers. But the Dodgers offered like a 4-year, like $160-something million contract, which would have had an average salary of like $45 million. And then the Giants had offered, I believe it was a 12-year, $300 million. They said they would go above three, but the problem was that they were going to have to go well beyond 330 because of California tax reasons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So
it probably have to be 660.
Yeah. So they got screwed because of taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't. So. Are they really? I mean, California.
Why doesn't everyone sign with the Marlins and the Rangers? That's why. I mean, I get the Marlins are terrible, but you know.
Well, the Astros.
Or the Astros, sure.
Yeah.
Or the Rays, whatever. Well, the Rays would be bad because when they move from Miami to Canada and they go to Montreal,
the Rays are so bad.
From zero to everything.
The Rays are so bad. They have Derek Jeter, no taxes, and nobody wants to be there, fans or players. It's unbelievable. They're one of the best baseball players of all time in management. Apparently it's beautiful. It is Florida, though, at the end of the day.
Well, you could even say, well, I don't want to sit out in that smoggy mess. They're like, well, we bilked the taxpayers into building us a stadium with a cover, and it's going to be nice and temperate in here. Yeah, but the team blows. I don't want to go.
Nobody wants to go. Nobody. I mean, no one wants to go to the Marlins either. Nobody at all wants to be there, and there's no taxes. That's why I actually agree with you. I'm surprised the Rangers aren't more in on everything right now because everything would be better.
Yeah, I feel like every player would want to go there to not have to pay their taxes. But, I mean, you know, you want to be in a good lineup. A lot of it's legacy for these guys, obviously.
I guess. So. Philly, though, I want to talk about the fantasy ramifications. Let's look at some projections when we come back on the next break. I also want to look at the difference from the day he signed to right now what NFBC has done and see how much he's moved. But it's really interesting if you look at now, like, the total on Philly. Though I suppose there are still some moves they could make. I'm not sure they're going to make any of them. But they end up with an offseason of Andrew McCutchen, Gene Segura, Bryce Harper, and David Robertson. I mean, and to go with, you know, some solid young talent. I mean, they have one of the best young pitchers in the game in Aaron Nola. Interesting, you'll have stupid Harper and Arrieta in the same space. You know, so did you see the video that Arrieta did?
No, I didn't even. Do they have a history or something? I don't remember it.
Yeah, there was the I'm forgetting it.
All I remember is Gabby Sanchez versus Nigel Morgan. That's my favorite MLB fight ever.
Yeah,
It was Chris Volstad through Nigel Morgan, and Chris Volstad's like, you know, 11 feet tall, by the way, and Nigel Morgan comes charging him, and here comes the Undertaker clothesline from hell to Nigel Morgan from Gabby Sanchez. My favorite thing in the world.
There was, what is, see, now I'm forgetting. Wasn't there a whole, like, they got into a whole scuffle? Yeah, here it is. Hold on.
I mean, it sounds like they would.
I'm trying to remember what the hell it was. I'm finding a video about, either way, Jake Arrieta, though, celebrated.
You were no Alex Jones. Alex Jones would have explained it 75 times. And
Listen, what are we talking about? Let me tell you something. It's the greatest top here. There are human pig hybrids that wanted Bryce Harper to sign in New York. But guess what? The rich elite leftists, they weren't going to let it happen. So
they got a nuclear reactor underneath that stadium.
There's a nuclear reactor that's under there. I'm telling you, there are aliens. The elves that are coming out of the forest, they wanted Bryce Harper to be in San Francisco. But you do not have the DMT available to you to tap in to the resources that Bryce Harper is going to have in Philadelphia. It is a conspiracy. Tower 7, it was a man. All right, so I'll go into the whole thing. I just watched. I just finished the Joe Rogan podcast.
Did you just pass out?
Yeah, where'd I go? Sorry. I needed to get a little bit more deeper here. Yeah.
Joe,
let me tell you something. I need to yell a little bit more. I just finished the Rogan episode. It's like 4 hours, too. But
oh, my God. I can only do it in like 20-minute chunks.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's 20-minute chunk, and then I have to move on to reality.
I wish I was joking when there is a 20-minute conversation about these entities that live in another dimension that are elves. That
I haven't got there yet.
Yeah, the elves are fantastic. What were we talking about? Bryce Harper. Okay, so, Jake Arrieta, speaking of elves, he posted a video on Instagram only in a Speedo, just sweeping the floor. That was his whole video. That was his celebration of Bryce Harper, just sweeping the floor completely in his skibbies. How much would it take for you to do a video like that?
All of it.
I mean, like, if we started a GoFundMe.
All of the money.
To recreate that video. $5,000.
No.
Like, lies.
No.
If you got $5,000 right now, you wouldn't get in a Speedo and sweep the floor for 20 seconds?
No. Well, here's a couple things. I know if you're coming up with the $5,000 that there's $10,000 there. So I would need all of it.
No, it's a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. So it doesn't matter. You're not gonna corner me into these one of these. No. You have to pick one of them. I don't.
You wouldn't for $5,000?
No.
You're ridiculous.
Come up with the money and then show it to me. And then when I don't do it, you can keep it.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a plan. So we're going to start a GoFundMe. So follow my Twitter. I will accept the money and Bogman may or may not follow through with it. Is everybody game for that?
Yeah, I'm sure they're not. I'm sure there's other things of, you know, people dying that they could fund. So.
Very sensitive. All right. What a great way to
probably going
to
be me in a couple of years. So.
All right. Well, let's go to break. Let's recap. What a disaster of a segment. Let's talk about Bryce Harper more. We're going to talk about the projections on him. If anything's changed, we're going to talk about some ADPs over at NFBC. Let's talk about what we like with Bryce Harper in Philly. We only reacted to it on the Friday
pod. Other videos I won't make.
Yes, exactly. We'll do it. All right. Coming up, more in this league. Don't go anywhere.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
How would you like to manage
in this league
this year?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is a chance to manage in the big leagues.
Let me think it over, will you?
Scott Bogman.
I got
Chris Welch.
On the other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
Welcome back. In this league, live on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's a radio edition of our show. Like, we don't already have enough show. It's a pretty good one. We have fun over here. Except the segment. That wasn't a good segment, Bogman. It was too over the place.
No. I don't understand. See, we have weird differences in what is good and what is bad. I thought you doing Alex Jones was amazing.
That segment was like Alex Jones. We went into 12 different directions. I didn't feel like it. You know how many times, listeners don't know, we have done a show and we'll get done and I'm like, man, that was a good show. And Bogman will literally go, really? I thought that was a bad one. And then the opposite, we'll have some chaotic thing and I'll be like, God, that sucked. And you're just like, what? I don't understand how we could have done.
Let me ask you something.
1,000+ shows.
You like the Alex Jones podcast with Joe Rogan, right? I think everyone in the world is listening to it. It's crazy.
It's my favorite thing I've ever listened to. Let me tell you something. Bogman, hold on a second. Let me just speak here. I want to tell you this. I got to get this out right now. They are harvesting human pig hybrid organs in a secret lab that is under the Statue of Liberty. They are taking those. They are delivering it to the elite that is in the right, who are then taking the children of the poor, and they are siphoning their blood. They are blood-sucking vampires so they can then speak to the elves that are out in other worlds so they can diametrically control the universe.
I literally just lost myself. I thought I was listening to the show for a second. I seriously did.
I was literally writing notes. I was writing notes. I'm like, okay, I talking point. Everything I just said, except maybe the Statue of Liberty, I heard from that guy. It's incredible.
Did you see someone tweeted out how many times I paused the Joe Rogan podcast to look up what Alex Jones was talking about? And it was that clip of that
50, 100.
More. And then she gets to 500. He's like, probably.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was, yeah, the Trump stuff.
Right. Exactly. So I mean, this show, like, I'm not going to pause and look any of it up.
I didn't look one thing up. I listened to it.
Guy is a psychopath. Now, look, I appreciate people like Alex Jones because.
Do you?
Well, I do, because, sure, the government is definitely doing something shady, but maybe one out of 500 conspiracy theories is right. You know what I mean? And just because he goes, oh, look at this. They're giving these Guatemalan syphilis in the 40s and they knew it and they weren't curing them and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. OK, great.
Tells a story on there. He's like, Joel, let me tell you something. When I was 12 years old, there's a 17-year-old girl. She said that could come over and I could do some stuff with her. I could do some stuff with
as
her.
As long as you put makeup on me.
And she said, she could put makeup on me. And so we did the thing. She put the makeup on me. And then she said, all right, that was cool. Now I'm going to choke you out. And she choked me out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, none of it's a true story when he goes, this is a true story.
This is a true story. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
But a lot of people, unless something absolutely nuts happens to them, don't go, this is a true story, man. Let me tell you, this is a true story.
Let me tell you something.
If you have
Major League Baseball, Bogman, they're harvesting the organs of the best players. You want to know why these players are not getting $300 million? Because these are clones. These are human pig baseball hybrid clones. They've taken Pete Rose. When's the last time you saw Pete Rose? You don't see Pete Rose. They got Pete Rose in a lab. They're taking his organs. They're harvesting and they're making Bryce Harper's out there. So the owners know they don't need to pay $300 million because they're going to be able to create their own Bryce Harper's.
Shohei Ohtani's over here to make all the American players look bad. I just want to let you know that. He's a hybrid chinchilla. What are they called?
He's a hybrid pitcher hitter. They're building these hybrid pitcher hitters in baseball. They're trying to bring the DH to the NL. This is a conspiracy. It's a blood sucking conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
I can't do it anymore.
It's like a spelling bee.
How is this even listenable anymore?
Well, people love it. It's going to be the most listened to podcast of all time.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan and Alex Jones. What I hope it doesn't do is pull Joe Rogan back into the everything is questionable and all that crazy nonsense, like denying the moon landing and flat earth and flat all that earth, stuff.
Yeah, let's do all that. All right, let's talk about Bryce Harper, though. Bryce Harper, let's get off of all of that for just a few minutes here. Bryce Harper officially there. What I was interested in, first thing and foremost, was how were people going to react when he just put a stupid jersey on? I got Bryce Harper high. I've had him high. I've had him about 11 or 12 in my rankings. And this was before he signed with the team because it just didn't matter to me. San Diego could have maybe altered a little bit, but Philly was a fantastic. I mean, Philly, New York, great spots for him to go. He signs. He was going.
Best spots. I only do the best spots.
He was going around 19. I don't know. Everybody, they talk about him and they confuse me with him. And I don't like. Bryce Harper was going around 19 before he signed. So I clicked NFBC as of the 28th, the day he signed.
The day.
So we have literally 24 hours. But in 24 hours, he has moved up 3 positional spots. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot. But understand, this is a player that is inside the top 20. This isn't a player. This isn't Chris Paddock. Who Chris Paddock goes in spring training, you know, the bat, Cardi's the bat has him, you know, projections is the 20th pitcher, like overall in his projections. It's crazy. It's a conspiracy. And people are getting excited about that. Chris Paddock goes, he strikes out Jesus Aguilar, throws his awesome changeup. Andy Green talks positive, and, you know, and then Paddock is like undrafted to now going in the 200s. This isn't that. This is a player that is in the first 2 rounds. Moving from 19 to 16, that's a really big move in this process of a first 2 rounds. He is going to continue creeping back up, and we're now going to have this player that's going to creep up, I think, come draft time, now that we're in March, he's going to creep up right around the wheel. I think he could go above Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, and by the wheel, you mean 12 for us because we play in a lot of head-to-heads. 15 would be the wheel in a normal.
I mean, yeah, he's there now on the wheel. He's 16 right. in just a day. He's moved up. I mean, technically, he's the 18th player, but his ADP was 16 on here. So
yeah, I mean, he could definitely move up, and I wouldn't be that surprised. I think that there was a bigger fear of San Francisco than there was of San Diego.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because the lineup is three players too. In the offense in the Giants right now.
Well, they have Buster Posey, mm-hmm. Brandon Belt, Hunter Pence is gone.
Yeah, he's not they there.
Have Duger. Who's the rest of the outfit?
Oh, wow, way? You're naming the big dogs. They do have a player named Evan Longoria.
Is Pablo? No, wait a minute.
They have Evan Longoria.
Who's in the middle infield there?
They've got Brandon Crawford.
God, I forgot about Brandon Crawford.
Joe Panic. Evan Longoria. I'm not looking at it,
Longoria.
Yeah, Longoria. Longoria's there.
I forget. Well, he's so bad, I forget about him. And he's so not being bad. Drafted anywhere.
The biggest contribution he's had in the last year is talking about Bryce Harper not getting a contract. It's the biggest thing he's done.
I've got Harper at 16, so I have him right at where he will.
Be honest, did you make any move when he signed?
Nope. Not him.
Mm-hmm. No. Who are the two guys above him?
DeGrom and Sale. Two pitchers.
Okay, two positions.
So if I got, to be honest, I have him, as far as hitters go, right behind Lindor.
And see, that's what I think, because here's what's a little bit worrisome. I was very hopeful that we might get some early, well, I guess it's still early March. I want some early March news about Lindor. I want something. Maybe, I'm going to go out, by the way. I can say this without lying. I am 10 minutes from the Indians complex. I can go out to the Indians complex. I'm going to go out this weekend. And I'm going to see if he's looming around. And I'm not
nuclear
just talking during the game.
Nuclear reactor underneath
there. Under the Indians complex, Francisco Lindor, they are harvesting a brand new groin for him. And
you went between Alex Jones and the Welsh right there.
I did. I can't go too deep. And frankly, I'm going to kill the bit if I do it too much. I don't think people. There's only so much Robbie Kraft and Welshie Jones that we can fully do on this until we start getting everybody to tune out. But like, Lindor's not going to go to the game, so Lindor's going to be kind of hanging around the facility. I got to see if he's doing anything. Is he there? Is he working out? Because there's a lot of these guys that have these injured stuff that I see at the complexes. They're just out doing stuff, you know? They're out rocking around. I mean, Denelson, Lamet, I see
making
over in
the
Padres.
Organs for all those doctors that are on those payrolls.
Harvesting those creamy hamstrings. But I just want something from Lindor. He's running. Maybe he hit off a tee or something. We haven't got anything like that. So I think what you're going to get is you're going to get impatient owners whom you probably don't have a ton of drafts in the next like week or so, but 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, it's going to get going.
Slow drafts starting. They slow drafts are firing up within the next week for most leagues. So
that's a good point. Slow drafts are going.
A ton of them. We are going to be, I'm going to be scared to drive starting next week, to be honest with you.
Oh, because of all the, like, you're going to have a draft at all. By the way, hour three, let's talk about our TG FBI. Thank goodness.
TGI
it's
Friday
baseball.
Drafts.
Yeah.
Did you see someone Photoshop Mason's face onto like a TGI Fridays bartender?
Did they?
It's so funny.
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational. I don't know how many people are in it this time, but I think there's around 300. And you and I are chock full. I mean, I got Collette and Brozdowski in mine. You got Nino and Justin Mason.
Is there really 300 people? Can you imagine just a worst? Like, is there any 300 people that would be in worse shape than the 300 people that are in this TGFBI?
Oh, my God.
Like, if we all had to wear the Spartans cape or whatever, it would be so disgusting.
Like, you know how Thanos snaps his finger and half the world, like, the week they die? Like, all of the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational would be snapped off the earth.
It would be a good competition between, like, the 300 people in TGFBI. I'm not saying all of them. There are definitely people in shape. I mean,
there's about one league's worth of, like, really in good shape people in there, right?
And then the rest of us, just like, it'd be a good competition between TGFBI and Comic-Con. Like, if you had to pick 300 randos out of Comic-Con and TGFBI of who wouldn't want to be in the capes.
The TGFBI might beat, like, World of Warcraft players, but even like Dungeons and Dragons would be a problem.
I bet we'd be world, like, I might be medium in World of Warcraft, so
maybe something along those. But getting back to all of that,
at least not in the bottom quarter.
You do have all these drafts that are going to be going down. the question with like Lindor has felt like a deal when the injury was when it first happened. I was in on the deal. I was like, I wanted him to drop to me at 15 in that thing. I was like, give me him. But now that we're no longer in this like, hey, it's 7-6 weeks away. We're now like, say 4 weeks away, and we haven't heard a peep about anything with Lindor. So what I think is you're going to have a situation where Lindor is going to be newsless. Harper probably gets in a game this week. Go out, see him in that Philly uniform. People are going to get so steamed up about him in that Philly uniform with that number three. We saw in one day his ADP go from 19 to 16. I think he's going to push 13. I think he's going to go above Lindor.
I could see that, and I think you're absolutely right because of the lack of news, you know. Because of the lack of news and nothing we're hearing about Lindor, he's going to go ahead.
Is it warranted, though, in your mind?
I see pretty much anybody going ahead of Lindor when there's in the first two rounds when there's no news on him. I mean, you know, would I put him? I think he could creak ahead of like Bregman and Altuve and Machado, and I don't think I would do that. Because I don't think he's going to steal bases. He could do everything else in his batting average.
You think Kapler's going to keep him from stealing bases?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he can steal 20.
How many did he steal last year?
Well, he does this every other year thing with him. He stole 13 right, last year. Average. He stole 13 last year while hitting .249. That's the thing. Whenever he is hitting for a high average, when he is getting on base average wise, he doesn't run. I guess he kind of ran last year. The year before in 2017. So last year it was a .249 average, 100 plus on runs and RBIs, 34 homers, 13 stolen bases. That's not bad. The year before, hits .319 with a .413 OBP, only steals four. Counting stats are lower. The year before that, in 2016, he hits .243 again in the 240s. He steals 21 bases. And then the year before that, .330 with 42 homers. So that. If you go by the every other year, we're primed for a 300 plus average season and probably counting stats into the, you know, 30 homers, 100.
I just want to see how many seasons it is until he's on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, they That's do. They, yeah, they revamped the Chase Utley episodes and the Bryce Harper episode.
You're right. I think part of the reason why he's down here is his average has gone between .243 and .319. And his stolen bases have gone from 21 to 4. So now the year he stole 4, he was banged up. He only played 111 games. And if I'm remembering right, I think it was a knee injury. So that makes sense. So he's probably
projections.
Yeah. What do projections have, Matt? I mean, for batting average and stolen bases, because we know he's going to hit like in the neighborhood of 30 homers, score 100 and drive in 100. I think that's pretty much locked up.
I don't know what happened to Cardi here.
Uh-oh.
Cardi's projections. I think he doubled them on accident.
Yep.
The bats projections.
66 homers.
Yeah, 290 games.
RBIs.
290 games. What would that be? He's projecting him at, so we have to cut this in half, I think. So yeah, it looks like 145 games.
Yeah.
Probably 33 homers. That looks like 98-ish, 97 RBIs. It would be about 98 runs. Or no, about 95-plus runs and RBIs with 11 stolen bases while hitting .265. That's a projection for the bat. And I know that's updated, even though it says 200. No, we should tweet
Cardi
right
now.
Well,
he does a thing where like his algorithm takes stuff off of FanGraph, so there must be a FanGraph. Well,
this could. I wonder, though. I'd be curious. I wonder if this is the old projection and the new projection stacked on top of each other. It looks weird. Go have some fun.
Definitely could be.
Go have some fun and take a look at that. But Steamer, I'm assuming Steamer is updated, but you know, let's just go with it here for a minute. Steamer's projected at 140 games, 35 homers, 93 runs, 94 RBIs, 10 stolen bases, and .260. So guess what? Every projection system, Azips is aggressive. Fans, of course, is aggressive. The consensus here is let's go 95 runs, 95 RBIs, 35 homers, 10 stolen bases, and about a .265 average. That is the floor, you know, especially with Steamer being a little bit low. That's what you can walk in this year, and he's not banged up. So if you play in a five outfielder league, you know he's in a hitter-friendly space. You got the potential of Segura and McCutcheon leading off. You've got JT Romuto and Hoskins in there. There's a lot of offensive weapons in an offensive spot. if Steamer's projecting almost 100 with 35 and 10 stolen bases and a 260 average, it's better. I don't know, man. Like, I love Lindor, but our biggest argument has been, what if that stupid calf thing lingers? It happened with Donaldson, and he stopped stealing bases. Tell me why. Tell me why Lindor.
Tell me why.
ain't nothing
but a
so here's what I want you to do.
tell me why.
Yeah, when we come back, you got to tell me why this. Because if Lindor doesn't steal bases and he cuts them down to the tens, how and why is Lindor significantly better or just even marginally better than Bryce Harper when there are no question marks? So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. A little bit Harper versus Lindor.
I want it
Lindor.
That way.
You want it that way? What, are we going to come back to I want it that way? I don't know if
Fine
we can.
By me.
I don't know if we can. We'll try. All right. More coming back, so don't go anywhere. It's Bogman of the Welsh. This is In This League. While you're at it and it's on break, go over and check out our brand new book, 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates. It's on Amazon. You can get the paperback, the Kindle, and you can get the PDF over at InThisLeague.com. You can check out what we wrote about some of these great players, even Bryce Harper and Lindor. So go check it out on Amazon right now. We'll be back. More In This League coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In This League.
Break it down.
We said it when we were leaving the last segment, but 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates, Bogman and I's book. Go get it. Don't stop getting it just because it's March and leagues are coming up. I'd say it's an interesting read even in season, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It's not a draft guide. We don't call it a draft guide. It's player debates. It is draft based. It's, you know, you're pitting players against each other in a draft type format. But I think in season, like following along and being able to kind of go back and reference it is a cool tool. And we had awesome people in the industry, Paul Spohr, Eno Saris, Steve Gardner, Jake Seeley, Joe Pizzapia. I mean, Alex Chamberlain, Nick Pollock, Tim Heaney, it just keeps going. Derek Van Riper, all those guys. Clay Link, who was like the winner of everything last season in every format, and he won the Invitational. All those guys, they judged it. 3 judges per debate. There's 99 debates. It's a cool read. We reviewed some from last year. We do have our top 300 in there. Go check it out. Amazon. Paperback book. You can get it in your hand or Kindle, or you can get the searchable PDF where you can just type in names and stuff. And you can get that over at InThisLeague.com. Support your boys. Why don't they all want to run and get the book? I don't understand.
If you thought Alex Jones was hilarious this week or is hilarious this week, because we're going to hear from him in a little bit again, uh-oh, or if you liked Robert Kraft from last week, just go buy a book.
Oh, maybe they're we could player debate them. Impressions. Welshie Jones versus Robbie Kraft.
We would
Boggy
need...
Kraft.
We would need... completely inappropriate people to listen to the segments, though. So yeah. I guess if you're completely inappropriate, let us know how you'd score that on our, on our grading base
we almost
from
just,
the book. And yeah, if you don't know what it is, buy it and find out.
We need to have like this, like just ridiculous, like mini version of the book, but it has nothing to do with sports. It's remember we talked about like we'll have like the food debates in there. Maybe we can have impressions. Shows. I'd love to do a show debate book. I'm trying to think of like what is your favorite show? Like Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
So I mean it would be Game of Thrones versus Breaking Bad. Ooh, what yeah, a powerhouse that would be.
Well, I think that would all end on how Game of Thrones ends.
Maybe so. Ooh, Dexter versus Lost in the worst endings. Ooh. You know, like
yeah, that's
hot
good
starts
one
to worst endings. What a great debate that would be.
Man, what would you pick between I think I'd have to pick Dexter as a better like in season show.
Is that the question that we're asking though? Are we asking
the
what's
the worst? There's not a worse ending.
Well, but see, that's the difference. There's multiple questions in there. Are we asking who had the biggest disappointing ending or who was the best show regardless of the ending? because that's tough. Because Dexter,
I know people hated the Sopranos ending too, right?
I mean, it wasn't great because it just abruptly ended and stuff. But let me throw this out, and here's the problem: like Lost, I literally was like, please don't let me die so I can see the end of the show. What an embarrassment that is.
And then but when you watch it, you're like,
please let me die. Yeah, please let me die. This is horrible. Yeah, then that's what they did. They're like, oh, yeah, maybe it'll happen. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But Lost never okay. Lost had these great little moments. They had, you know, the hatch. Oh, my God, what's going to happen with the hatch? And they had the mysteries of when they time jumped. And they had the really emotional scene with, I don't remember his name, well, the water sinking and his hand is out and whatever. And he writes
Charlie.
The thing. Charlie, whatever. So they had that. Dexter had season 4, which is one of the best seasons of, I would say, any show.
Is that the John Lithgow season?
John Lithgow season. It was so good. It was unbelievable. Like, it's the best season in that show. Even though season 1 of Dexter really tied you in, the John
season
Lithgow.
My favorite.
Well, it is, but the John Lithgow season was so damn good. So you have a show that had mysteries and twists and turns, and then it faltered, but it kind of like it lost control, and then it kind of faltered at the end. Where Dexter went up, then it kind of went across, and then it went way up. And then it came way down. It had multiple seasons of just garbage. And then the ending was, I mean, the ending was worse than Dexter. There's just no doubt about it.
I mean, I did like, you know, the Julia Stiles being in there. And then whoever the woman is in the last season was pretty hot, too. But that was like, if you're basing a season on the hotness of the chick with Dexter, wow, it's not a good season.
No. I mean, and what is Jennifer, whatever her name is, what has she done? I think she's got a new show.
Jennifer Carpenter?
Jennifer Carpenter. Yeah.
Yeah, she has some new show where
probably horrible.
Like the terrorists are going to kill her kid if she didn't give up like FBI or CIA agents or something.
Is it Homeland 2? What are you talking about here?
Yeah, it's like ABC Homeland.
Oh, where, you know, that's the worst sell ever.
They can't snort any you know, Adderall or anything like that.
What are you talking about? Homeland, right. ABC? That would be the worst show ever. Like, let's have the Sopranos on NBC. That'll be great.
Yeah, me. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. So. Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where we got there. So I just want people to buy our book. And if everybody supported that content, then I don't know if we would ever do this, but I feel like we have great ideas. It would be like a multi-section book of debates of lots of different types. Food, movies. I don't know how Alex Jones versus Robert Kraft gets in there, but it's either impressions or real life people pitted against each other.
Well, I mean, Robert Kraft would have to win. Robert Kraft's done a ton of good. He did one bad thing and everyone's upset. And I get it. A
couple bad things.
I understand. It's pretty reprehensible. So, but he's done a lot of good stuff too. So yeah. Alex Jones has spread panic. So
he has. And probably also visited the orchard. I'm speculating.
Right. No way that guy's visited the orchard. He's way too high strung.
So I asked you. Can you imagine?
Probably blow a hole through the roof if he went there.
I'm just thinking the whole interview. All right. Let's
be like that scene in Scary Movie if Alex Jones went to a, you know, Yankee Cranky.
All right. Stop. I'm going to start getting into Alex Jones mode and be like, I can't get on track. And you're going, and I'm just going to just unload and keep going. Before we went to break 12 minutes ago, I asked Bryce Harper versus Francisco Lindor, because if you take Lindor and you have this calf, because it's a calf, right? It's a calf strain that he had. You have this issue that could linger, that could maybe drop the totals down on his stolen bases. I mean, it's all speculation with Lindor. And I think that also has to be factored in here, because sure, I can speculate he could come back and be amazing. But because this injury is out there, there's this possibility that is looming. The bat has already brought him down. So let's compare the bat here. The bat does not have him playing 290 games, have him playing 141 games, 28 homers, 87 runs, 90 RBIs with 16 homers and a 290 average. Steamer's even dropped him. Well, Steamer hasn't dropped the stolen bases. They actually have the most aggressive. I'm just not sure they've updated. So here's your difference. You've got average. You've got a tick up on stolen bases. And Harper's probably going to win the rest of the counting stats.
How many stolen bases
do
they have? Lindor?
Which one?
Steamer.
Steamer has 20, but I'm not sure they've updated.
What's the bat have?
16.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you compare bats here, What did we say? It was like 95-95 with 35 homers, a 265 average, and 10 stolen bases. To Lindor's 28 homers, under 90 runs, under 90 or 90 RBIs even, 16 stolen bases with a 290 average. So you get a boost in average. You get a little bit of a boost in stolen bases. And the other three go to Harper, and Harper also doesn't have any of those injury concerns. How do you handle that?
I think if I'm drafting right now, if I'm doing a slow draft like we are, I'm probably going to pass on Lindor in most places just because we don't have news. We don't have anything yet. It's just he's hurt. When he's back, he's back. You know, that's kind of what they've said to us. If it's 2 weeks from now and I've got an update and it says, yeah, he's probably going to be right in the window that we thought. So what is he going to miss? Maybe 2 weeks for the regular season at most. Then I would take Lindor ahead. I just would for the 2 weeks. I mean, you know, Harper has missed a game here or there in other seasons. Last year, 159 was the most he's ever played. So, and you think if the Phillies fall out of it, maybe he'll miss a game here, he'll miss a game there because they just invested 13 years into the guy. You know what I mean? So if you're in a head-to-head league, in the playoffs especially, I think I might go with a guy like Lindor if he's on pace. But we don't hear anything. You know, people say no news is good news, and that's just not the case. No news is no news.
And that's my key with this one. That's my biggest concern here because I don't disagree at all. If I get like, yeah, he's starting to ramp up, you know, he's going to do some light running, some light hitting, and they even say, hey, maybe there is a slight possibility that he gets out and plays in like a spring training game or two right towards the end. That's going to be a no-brainer for me. I'm back in. His ADP will move up. But what I'm worried about is we're not going to get that over the next 2 or 3 weeks. And you have to sit there. And I understand like shortstop, you know, positionally is something that's a bit more exciting, but it's kind of a deep position. And most people, now this could be factored in as well. Most people have 4 to 5 outfielders. If you have less, okay. But most leagues are playing with 5 outfielders. That type of depth with the consistency of knowing what you have in a good ballpark with some good weapons around him, I don't know. Harper has all the makings of being the guy that you take over Lindor, and we've been burned. Basketball just happened with Kawhi Leonard, you know, the other year. We all have this. I'm trying to think, who the hell was it in football this year? We had a couple of those guys that had these lingering injuries.
Well, Deontay Foreman had the Achilles, and
yeah.
Joe and I were big on taking him and kind of waiting, and he didn't wind up playing until week 14. I mean, that was kind of a, you know, it's not a first-round grab or anything, but it's still a draft. You know, you have 28 picks in a baseball draft. You only have 13 in a football draft. So that was kind of a bad
call. And I'm not trying to spread like, dude, I had Lindor as my no-brain number four. No-brain number four. And I will be honest.
I think he was just the number four guy. I think that was kind of the consensus.
Yeah, and I will draft Lindor. I mean, unless I get some scary news. But the problem is I have to get Lindor with the discount. I know some people are still taking him around 9. It's not going to happen for me. He's got to be around the wheel where some obvious options have gone. And Harper and Altuve, to me, are the two guys that are like, you know, you kind of know. Me? I mean, Altuve's got some risk with the down year, but you just kind of know what you're walking into with this season. With Lindor, that stupid calf thing, it worries me. It does worry me that the stolen bases go down. The offense also is poopy. It's poopy, Bogman.
Yeah, it hasn't been good.
They brought in Hanley Ramirez.
Well, who did?
The Indians.
The Indians, when? When did this happen?
3 days ago. They signed him to
a minor. How did I miss Hanley Ramirez signing?
I don't know. He's here.
Was he busy not being Omar from The Wire? No. Wasn't he in a big... drug ring?
That was a rumor. That was just
I've never
a rumor.
Watched The Wire, by the way, because it's about Baltimore.
So. Yeah. Well, Omar was the anti-hero.
Yeah.
He was like the guy who robbed drug dealers.
Okay.
Yeah, that was his deal.
Board with that.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, Omar coming. And then he'd come walking down the street with his brown trench coat and a shotgun. That's what he'd be doing. Also a gay gangster, by the way. I'm not sure that that portrayal has been very big in television, but
I had no idea.
He was.
So
Omar.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff with Lindor, I mean, it just people have been burned before in the past. And, you know, it's to be honest, like it's one thing whether you or I would take him. It's tougher to recommend taking Lindor because when we're out here giving advice to people or people are asking us questions or whatever, and they say, well, what do you think? Would you take Lindor? Well, maybe I would take him, but it's not. I shouldn't sit here and say you should take him, because then if he plays, you know, 60 games at the end of the season.
But you have a Twitter account and will want to come back and let me know that you couldn't take it.
Right, exactly. So it's tough for us to sit here and say, well, yeah, I would take him here or there. And for you guys to kind of take that advice wholeheartedly.
I have wholeheartedly.
Or wholeheartedly, as well.
I've got them right next to each other. I've literally got them right next to each other. And like I said, this is built around just having conversation, because I will draft Lindor. I'm a believer in Lindor. And frankly, now here's a case for Lindor, even if you don't get some info. The spot that they're going, you get a pick pretty close after. If you're in a 12 man, you might be able to double tap him. If you're in a 15, you'll probably get him around 12 or 13. Then you're going to come back and you're going to be able to pair him with a guy like Judge or Stanton, or maybe, I mean, you go Bregman or Goldie. Any of those type of possibilities, you're going to be able to pair him with like a 1A first round pick, which could maybe ease your concerns that you're saying, hey, now I'm getting
a discount. Make sure your MI is going to be a shortstop too. You know what I mean? Just in case.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, you know, he's probably going to be at least out for the first 2 weeks. I mean, probably someone better than Willy Adames. I like Willy Adames. But if you're taking Lindor, you know, another shortstop should be priority on your list. Because you can play that guy at utility too. But, you know, it's just like any other position. If you're going to take a potentially injured pitcher, you probably want to double up. It's like the same process of taking Clayton Kershaw. If you want to take Clayton Kershaw, that's fine, but you probably need to double up on a pitcher pretty soon after him in case that doesn't pan out.
Yeah, you got to get discounts. We're going to talk, this is going to be an interesting thing. In hour three, because we're going to transition to the Underwear Olympics in hour two.
We're going to, okay. I was like, well, we're going to hour two now. Where are you skipping?
No, I was just going to say, in hour three, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the TGFBI, but what'll be interesting that you just brought it up is what happened with the pitching and what happened with Kershaw and what happened with Carlos Martinez. You know, I mean, those guys just falls. I mean, Lindor is the only guy.
2 weeks into spring training, there's going to be more injuries.
Kershaw had one bad outing, which I understand the concern. The guy fell probably 7 rounds more than he should have. And then he had 2 successful sessions of throwing Thursday and Friday. I wonder what that's going to do to his ADP. I mean, maybe I'll take a look on a break. I'd be curious, without counting the last 2 days, where his ADP was as starting pitcher and what's happened in the last day. He's volatile. There's volatile guys. The only guy, though, with Lindor is he's just a little bit less right now. It's just because he's such an immense talent. And I'm all for it. Lindor is the type of guy that I jump on all day, every day. Give me a top 5 talent that I get a massive discount on, and I'm going to jump on that opportunity every single time. The only problem that's so unique about this year is the guys that are in the range that Lindor falls down to without the risk. Harper, Goldie, Bregman,
Judge. Second round is very good this year.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how to handle this double-edged sword, because you can.
How much better would you feel taking Correa a couple rounds after than taking Lindor?
Dude, I was going to say, what about just Segura? Take Segura in the sixth round. You get the stolen bases. Think of the RBI opportunities now, especially if he ends up hitting 2 or leadoff for that team.
I mean, there's a lot of guys down here that we like. You know, you like Corey Seager more than I do. At least I don't know that you like him.
Yeah, I mean, if he's
you're
not
in
going
the difficult
in
spot of defending him because I'm on the podcast.
Well, yeah, right? And if he was going in, you know, I think his average is around the 80s. If he's in there, I think that's a great spot. I mean, similar. If Lindor doesn't steal, I would argue that Corey Seager and Francisco Lindor are within maybe 5% production wise. If you take out the stolen bases, I might be willing to get down with a 10% or 5% within each category. Yeah, there you go. That they would be close if you take out those stolen bases, and you're getting him 70 spots lower. So we're going to go to break. We might pick up a little bit more of this, but we got to talk about the Underwear Olympics. Kyler Murray. We didn't even talk about robot pitcher. We got a lot to go get to. So I'm going to take a break here because I can't speak.
You need
so we'll
a break.
Be back. I need a break. All right, we're going to go.